Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little after 8 o'clock this morning, Buffalo police responded to a call of a fight outside of Lafayette High School. While the officers were en route, the CAD was updated that there were no weapons observed or seen at the fight. However, when Buffalo police D district officers got on scene, the fight had been broken up by Buffalo school security, as well as with the assistance of the principal of Lafayette High School. When officers got on scene, they were able to detain individuals, and it was determined that one of the individuals had received stab wounds to the back. They were non-life-threatening stab wounds. He was transported to ECMC via AMR ambulance. He's a 19-year-old male of Buffalo. Through the investigation, it was determined that an 18-year-old student of Lafayette High School had possessed a knife and allegedly stabbed the 19-year-old victim. The 19-year-old victim is a former student of Lafayette High School, so he's no longer at the school. Detectives, at the completion of their investigation, with the assistance of Delta District officers and school resource officers, placed the 18-year-old under arrest, and he was ultimately charged with assault in the second degree and criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree, that being the pocket knife that he had in his custody and allegedly used in the stabbing. So with that opening statement, I will take questions.
As I said, if anyone with a question could use the raise hand feature. Tom Puckett, or at least someone from WBEN.
Commissioner, any word on what led to this?
You are currently muted.
I got to mute myself. Hang on. Commissioner, any word on what led to this fight?
So what we're determining through the investigation, the suspect and the victim in this case are known to each other from school. But the information that we received is that the fight was over the sale of a PlayStation 5 some time ago, where the money was never paid. So the victim in this case apparently spotted the suspect outside of school, confronted him. There was some type of an argument. It escalated into a fight, at which point then the victim was stabbed.
Okay, and now Rob Hackford, you are muted.
In terms of the security that's outside the school at the beginning of class, they hadn't made it in where, you know, a pocket knife might have been caught by one of these evolved systems. But who was there at the time when students were entering school? School resource officers, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
So our school resource officers are spread out between all the different schools. They were not on site at the school. Buffalo School Security was there and immediately responded. I commend Buffalo School Security for quickly intervening in this, as well as, again, the principal of Lafayette High School. Delta District officers were on scene in a very quick fashion. I think probably in about a minute or two, they were on scene to ultimately assist. And school resource officers also responded to the call.
In terms of intervening, I mean, did the principal jump in here? Can you elaborate at all on that?
You know, I don't have the exact breakdown. I'm told that school security intervened and that the principal is also aided and assisted. To what extent, I don't know. I'm just going off the quick information that I got.
Anyone else with a question? Tom Puckett, back to you.
I may have missed the first part, but were either of these current students? I know one was a former student.
So the 19-year-old victim is a former student, graduated last year, I believe, and the 18-year-old defendant is a current student of the school.
And how are the two doing?
The victim, non-life-threatening injuries, treated at the hospital. At this point, I don't know if he's been treated and released or if he's still in the hospital. So, sorry, I can't answer that question. The defendant, he had sustained a very, very small cut to his hand and was looked at by the ambulance and left at the scene in police custody. It was then determined sometime later that he'd also had some kind of a cut, I believe, in his stomach area. An ambulance was called back. He was looked at, not transported, and again, treated and released.
Okay. Any last questions?
Commissioner, you said this is a pocket knife?
That's what I have right now, is it is a pocket knife. It was recovered. Officers held it at the scene. It was collected by our evidence unit.
And then have you been in contact with the school district about any additional resources that are going to be placed at Lafayette over the next couple of days, or given that this appears to be just a isolated thing here that wasn't a part of the discussion or what's needed going forward?
You know, we're very confident this was an isolated incident between two individuals that knew each other. We will have an SRO car over there at the end of school, just, you know, for safety reasons, but there's absolutely no indication that this is anything that involved in anything larger than a very isolated incident. And I have been in touch with the school superintendent as well. We've connected. As I said, I had to leave the area for the day to participate in a panel discussion. I'll be back later tonight, but the superintendent, I have been texting, and we will be in contact.
Tom Puckett?
As far as classes today and tomorrow, were they normal operations at the school?
I can't answer that question. That's something for the schools. I have not heard any information that school was impacted. So nothing was conveyed to me that anything changed on the school. So I think that's really more in line for a question for schools.
Okay. If we have no more further questions, thank you for joining.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.